I'm Alec Crowd-Hamlin here with Rutgers defensive end Aaron Lewis. Aaron, first off, how are you doing today?
I'm doing great. It was a great day of practice and, you know, just chopped the day.
And first thing I got to ask you about is tub talk. So how did that come to be and whose idea was it?
Well, I'm not going to lie. It was the video people's idea and they just brought it to me. And I just felt like it was a great collaboration with Coach Watson and me. And it was just such a good relationship to put on camera. So then after we did it, you know, we were just like, saw like the feedback we got from everybody. And they were like, yo, this is amazing. This is awesome. This is funny. And it was something genuine that we could do, you know, feel me, that everybody could see, get a little bit inside on Rutgers. And, you know, now it's an annual thing.
And in the future, do you have any guests lined up, or is it, you know, you want to keep it a surprise for people?
Oh, yeah, that's a surprise. It's going to be a weekly surprise for that one.
And now, so over the summer, you know, Big Ten Media Days, it feels like you kind of broke out among a lot of people in terms of, you know, your personality and all that. Is that something that you've always had, or is it something that as you've been here or in college that's kind of grown on you?
I think that's something that I've always had for real. You know, I've always been told I'm a, you know, outgoing type of person. You know, I like to, you know, leave an impression on people, you know, hopefully a positive impression. And, you know, that's just something that I was taught young and brought it up to, you know, my 21 years of life I have out on this earth. So I just try to, you know, leave an impression and make people feel good.
And a lot of people have said that, you know, you're a natural when it comes to, you know, being in the media and talking on camera and all that. Is that something that you've thought about since then or at all, going into a potential career in media after football?
Oh, yeah. I thought about that before I got to college. You know, I was over here thinking about, you know, being a communications major when I got to whatever college I went to, you know, back when recruiting was going on. And, you know, since I've gotten into college, I've gotten some opportunities to, you know, kind of do that a little bit, like media day, like you said. And it's been fun and great. It just made me like it even more.
All right. And more so on the field, what's the general feeling around the team and the program into this upcoming season?
I would say, honestly, it's a feeling that I haven't really had being here at Rutgers, if I'm being honest. You know, just the confidence that everybody's playing with, and, you know, not only the D-line, but, you know, I'm a D-line type of guy. But the offense and, you know, the other position groups and defense, you know, they just have this different kind of confidence / swagger to them. And, you know, I personally love it. And I know when we put it out on the field, you know, the first game, I know everybody else is going to love it and look at it as a different type of way that we're carrying ourselves here at Rutgers.
All right, and you're going into your second season with defensive coordinator Joe Harris-Simiak and Marquise Watson, the defensive line coach. What's their energy like, especially as you're back for another season with them?
Unmatched, I would say their energy is. You know, Coach Watson literally said here today at practice, you're going to have to match me today. And, you know, they bring that type of vibe to practice, so we have to live up to that standard. And, you know, like you said, after already having a year with them, it's just a relationship that we keep building on, you know, a comfortable relationship that we have. And not only me, but, you know, everybody on the defense with Coach Harris-Simiak, it's something that, you know, we look forward to. And, you know, Coach Watson, I've said enough about Coach Watson, you know, feel me? He's taught everybody, you know, on the D-line about what they need to do. And just a great, great group of guys you got there.
And one thing Coach Harris-Simiak has talked a lot about is the dark side for this defense. How would you describe the dark side?
Relentless, maniacal. Just a couple of words I would say. You know, I like the word maniacal because, you know, it's kind of like a maniac, like someone that's crazy. I just feel like that's how our defense has acted. You know, that's the type of behaviors that our defense has put off. You know, kind of a crazy maniac type vibe. And, you know, I've loved it.
And you've been a trendy breakout pick for a lot of all Big Ten teams among a lot of different people. How have you worked with that, especially knowing what you yourself is capable of?
You know, I see all the Big Ten stuff and, you know, all the awards and stuff like that. I've kind of tried to, you know, put that in the back of my mind, kind of, so just so I can kind of focus on what the task is at hand. You know, we see something like being where our feet is, you know, being exactly where we are in the moment. And I've tried to do that. I've tried to do that the whole camp. I've tried to do that, you know, since really the start of August. And it's worked out for me pretty well. So, I'm grateful for all the awards that I've gotten and everything like that. But there's a task at hand, not only for me, but for the whole team at the same time.
Right. And then what would you say are the expectations for this defense and the overall team this year?
I think the expectations for the defense and the whole team is to honestly take it day by day and not look too much into the future and don't look too much into the past. Because, you know, I feel like it's easier when you're focusing on one thing. You know, we talk about focus, we talk about chop, we talk about hitting the spot on that tree. At the same time, you know, a tree's not going to go down from you hitting different types of spots. You have to focus and keep hitting the same spot and being consistent. So really, consistency is what I think that we would really need from this season, from both the offense and the defense.
All right, this has been Rutgers defensive end Aaron Lewis on the WRSU 88.7 FM.
Appreciate you, my guy.